It's Major League Monday. Stepping up to the plate, it's Nathan Rowery.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
It is 8 to 10. We don't have a multi today because there's only one on. And the Texas versus Angels game, we're going to go put it all... We're going to put it all on Texas, so give us a ring if you want that. 0800-342-554. Thanks, mates, at the TAB. Good on you. 0800-342-554. You know how to pick up the what is normally a multi today. It's a multi of one. A focused multi, I think, is what we're going to call it. Anyway, folks, I'm like you. We're going to have to do some good learning, and we're going to get real good about the Big East. And you're going, what? The Big East. We're talking Big East college basketball because that's where our man is. And we're hoping to hear some good news that Stephen Adams can go and get it done okay there for Pittsburgh and maybe get himself a slot on the starting rotation of things. Anson Whaley is your guy that you really want to be reading online. Writer of SB Nation's Pittsburgh and blogs and, well, Cardiac Hill. There's just tons that he's done there as well. And Anson joining us on the line right now. Good, Anson.
Nathan, how are you?
I'm good. I'm just wondering, Stephen Adams is obviously over your way, like I said, playing at Pittsburgh. Have you caught sight of him so far, and how are we going?
I have. I saw him briefly in one of the summer league games here in Green Tree. It's just outside of downtown Pittsburgh, and hoping to see him again in the final, the championship game, which his team reached last week. However, he wasn't available. He was out of town, I guess. So, but I did catch him in one game so far, and what I saw, I liked.
Oh, that's good. That's good to hear. Obviously, as I don't know if you know this, but of course, his sister is his half sister is just arriving in London soonish to be one of New Zealand's gold medal hopes, at least in the shot put. She's the defending Olympic champ. So, I mean, Stephen's two older brothers as well, both played for New Zealand at basketball. They're both over 7 foot, so he's got some decent pedigree. But I suppose size is one thing. When we get up your way, it's all about movement and nuance and you know, ability to play the game. From what you caught of him, does he look like he moves okay?
Oh, absolutely. The thing that really stands out is he runs the court very well. That's something that not only coaches in the Big East like to see, but in the NBA as well. And that's one reason he's such a big prospect. But yeah, he moves around very well. He's a tremendous defensive player and a great rebounder. The thing he probably needs to work on a little bit is just some offensive moves. And you know, when the team is in a half court offense and things slow down a little bit. Just some of the skill there, but as far as movement and everything, I mean, he's real. That's really why he's, you know, projected to be you know, playing in the NBA one day. He gets up and down the court very well.
What do you think his role will be at the Panthers? Will he be maybe a bench guy this year that hopes to become a starter next year, or do you think it's a try and start him straight away?
I really think he's going to be starting at some point this season. The question, you know, for me is, you know, will he start the first game, which, you know, they'll tip off in November. I'm not sure if he's going to be doing that or not. Jamie Dixon typically likes to play a little, you know, senior players and juniors, upperclassmen a little bit more. But I do expect, you know, that he'd be playing in the starting lineup at some point, at least by mid-season, I would think. It might not happen right away, but I'd be surprised if he wasn't a starter by the end of the year.
We've got Anson Whaley's speaking with us today here at your Live Sport Breakfast. Look, that Big East division, though, that is, man, there's some names in there. Cincinnati, Louisville, Connecticut even there as well. Syracuse. It's not like this is going to be the easiest introduction to basketball that anyone's ever faced, is it?
No, absolutely. And that's really the big question. I know he hasn't had, you know, the strongest competition maybe coming up, and he got started in basketball a little later. But that's really the big question, you know, how he's going to handle the physicality of the Big East. It's not just a league filled with skilled teams. You know, the players bang around a lot. Something that might be called in, you know, as a foul in other leagues might not get called in the Big East. So it's really going to depend how, you know, how well he's able to adapt there. And like I said, he runs the court very well. So, you know, transition baskets, he'll get some fast break points, I expect. But when things slow down is really, you know, it's going to be interesting how he's able to adjust.
Well, I see some of his numbers that he's got. I mean, they've been going okay so far. The Green Tree Summer League folks averaging 12 points and 13.5 rebounds. So that, I mean, those are good rebounding figures at least.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they may have even been the best in the Summer League. I'm not sure, but yeah, he's a tremendous rebounder, and even 12 points on offense. I mean, that's really holding your own, because the players that he was, you know, going up against in the Summer League games, some of them, you know, he's going to see during the year. It's a lot of local players, it's teammates, and even a few you know, former Pitt players that have gone on to play professionally. They suited up as well. So the competition he saw, you know, in the Summer League, the games aren't structured quite, you know, the same, and the discipline isn't quite there. But, you know, he's really playing against some good competition. So that was a good benchmark for him, and for him to get out averaging a double-double, I mean, that's really exciting.
I mean, for us, obviously, you know, down this way, we don't get a lot of guys that, you know, are even in contention for this. Actually, we don't get a lot of guys taller than 6'6". So that's exciting anyway as we go. But, you know, like, he's coming here. So, I mean, we've been paying probably a little bit closer to attention than most people around this way. Had a look, and one guy that he always used to get put up against numbers-wise in any of those, you know, Draft Express or any articles like that, was Andre Drummond. Now, I see Andre Drummond there was drafted by the Detroit Pistons. So do you think, is it worthwhile down this way for us to monitor Andre Drummond, see how he's gone in the NBA, and go, well, hopefully roundabout that might be where, you know, a level that Stephen Adams would be at this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to compare, you know, two players that, you know, have never faced each other. So, I mean, but Drummond's probably a good benchmark in that he came into the league and played right away as a freshman. And so how he does, you know, he had a good Big East season last year. And so how he does, you know, down the line in the NBA is something to watch for you guys, I'm sure. But it's really tough for us to tell, just because, you know, we haven't seen quite as much out of Adams as we have out of Drummond. And he gets compared to him, you know, quite a bit, maybe similar body size and everything. But it's probably one of those things we've just got to wait and see how Adams does in his first, you know, 8 to 10 games. We'll have a lot better idea then.
Well, I know that Stephen was back here a few weeks ago. He said it's going okay in America. I quite like it, although he does miss eating pies. But you know what? Pies aren't the best for your physical shape, so maybe it's the best you keep them over there, okay?
Maybe that's best for now. We'll see. Well, we got plenty of fast food over here, though. So
hey,
just as bad.
Cheers, Anson. Look, mate, we'll tune in. Thanks very much for talking to us today, and we'll read you online, and we'll send the listeners there to keep tabs on Stephen Adams. Good on you.
Hey, no problem. Thank you very much.
Anson Whaley there with us. Of course, editor of SB Nation's Cardiac Hill, the writer of SB Nation there for Pittsburgh, and a member of the U.S. Basketball Writers Association. Well, there it was, folks, your tour around the United States.